This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I look very much forward to being your president. And hopefully at the end of 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or maybe even 8 years, you will say, so many of you worked so hard for us, but you will say that that was something that you were really very proud to do.
You know, Scripture tells us, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So, my friends, let us have faith in each other. Let us not grow weary. Let us not lose heart. For there are more seasons to come, and there is more work to do.
All right, so Hillary Clinton talking about more work to do as she talks to the people who supported her. That is a little slice of Trump talking about moving forward, and will it be 8 years, 4 years, whatever it is, there's much to do. And the transition is underway. On Thursday, Trump will meet with President Obama. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So we have a president-elect who is on the move and planning who will make that leap to Washington with him. Some names are being leaked. They're familiar names that wouldn't surprise any of us. Newt Gingrich's name comes up a lot as potentially Secretary of State. For Attorney General Rudy Giuliani, we keep hearing that name, but maybe it's something else. And there will be a lot of positions actually to be filled, and we'll see where they all end up. The cabinet, what it could look like, I think is pretty interesting. Across the board, there is no doubt a lot of people handicapping this, and they will for the next couple of days, maybe even for months. What happened as far as the predictions in the polls? How often did I say on these airwaves, well, you know how the polls are. And I'd say, but look what the polls are saying now. And he was up in so many of the polls, and they were so neck and neck, and the majority of them, especially the last 2 weeks anyway. The Texas Attorney General, I thought, was pretty interesting. Ken Paxton, he said he wasn't actually too surprised at how well Donald Trump performed in the election. He said, listen, people that I knew all over the country were texting me and saying they were voting for Trump, especially in Michigan and Pennsylvania and other areas. Pennsylvania, in its 20 electoral votes, ended up being what propelled Trump really to the presidency. And, boy, how about that? Pretty interesting to see the reasons, the slim leads, how they disappeared. And it shows, I think, more than anything, that people in America are tired of the same old, and don't want politics as usual. Many of you said that from the very start. If you want to sound off, you certainly can. Reaction to what happened. Also, letting you know that we are doing Nail the Score at the tail end of this hour. I got a lot of emails and whatnot about that. That's definitely happening. We don't want to blow you off because I know people are anxious to crown a champion, just like we crowned a new president. So that happens at the tail end of this hour. Sorry for everybody else who's downloading me during the day. You miss out. You got to hang around with us later and you'll be able to participate. We do it on our Tuesday into Wednesday shows. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Yes, I'll tell you. I changed my call sign. I'm no longer Grim. I'm Creme de la Creme.
Yeah, because you don't have to be Grim anymore. I like it.
That's right.
A new day. A new dawn. Is that your theme song?
No, that's actually... Trump's under, so his song, he's the underdog. He won. That's why I'm creme de la creme now.
He was the underdog in a sense, but really, if you look at his life, he said he was going to win. He's never been the underdog in mostly anything he's done.
Well, that's true. You know, I'm really
depressed.
He did
say that.
I'm really, really depressed.
You're lying.
Oh, yeah. The reason I ain't called or you ain't heard from me for a while is I've been sitting around polishing up my brass, cleaning and oiling up my weapons, and checking out my claymores and my junk. And I'm so depressed I didn't get to use any of it.
You didn't get to. You're right. There's no revolution.
Oh, boy. But
you should be happy.
It is just shocking as much as the Democrats.
It is shocking.
Well, as much as they complained about not having a popular vote, how did he win? And I'm still depressed, though, because only a third voted.
I know. Once again, what's the familiar theme? People not voting.
Yeah. I mean, a third.
I know.
120,000 of the popular vote.
I know.
And there's 120 million, and there's 300 million Americans.
I know.
I mean, that's what's going to make it so difficult for Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've been listening all day about the battling and the fighting, and, of course, lamestream media, they're not going to change their ways. They've done more epitaphs, I guess is the best way to call it,
right,
for Hillary, after everything. I mean, really.
I mean, listen, I'll say this. At least the people in Washington get it, including Hillary herself, including Donald Trump. It's it. It's done. Move over. Gone. It's history, whether it's painful or not, which is what Hillary Clinton said. It is painful. It will be for a long time. But she said we owe Donald Trump an open mind. So what happens now? We've got the first 100 days of a Trump presidency getting underway, underway for the transition.
All right. But, you know, well, one or two things. In her speech today, I don't know if anybody knew it or recognized it, or even if you did, but when she got to talking about the glass ceiling being broken.
Yeah.
And it's a woman will eventually get in here, and very soon, so don't give up hope, she was referring to Michelle Obama.
Really, you think so?
Stage. Oh, what? What did they do for a living, Kate?
I know you can recognize.
No.
Listen. I know people that know the Obamas, and they say she wants nothing. She just wants to get. She's done with the whole Washington thing. She's ready. She's moving on.
That's a precursor.
You're saying that she comes back to Washington.
Well, that's a precursor to get everything back.
Could.
Yeah, it is. I know it is.
And plus, here's the thing. She's younger. She's younger than Hillary Clinton, obviously, in running this time around. Yeah.
Hillary realizes that the next election, with all the health debate that she had.
Yeah, she's out. She can't do it. This was her chance. That's it.
And the other thing is, as far as Trump goes now, this is my belief for the Democrats. I want you to hear me good and clear. Seeing is believing. And I won't believe till I see.
Yep. You know what? I'm right there with you. Let's see what happens, creme de la creme. Thank you. Good call. Will he, in fact, do what he said he was going to do? 855-266-5283. Keep the number handy. We're going to a mailbag, and then we'll talk to you after that. Hang with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
About you, the mercilessness of that last.
Well, not surprisingly, the day after the election, the email bag is full. It's always full, but it's absolutely overflowing. Visualize this. I walk into a room, I open the door, and it won't really budge. I'm pushing it. That is how it feels when I go and check my email. In my mind, that's what I see, all of you anxious to get a hold of me in America Tonight. So once again, I'm very proud about that, and thank you so much. I encourage everybody to vote. We saw that there were record numbers that came out and voted in so many places, and congratulations to all of you for doing that, because it is your right. I think it's a privilege as an American, and the fact that we do have free elections, whether we agree with the candidates or not, and we're upset that it wasn't our person, it wasn't what we think should happen, or it was what we think should happen, but we're not crazy about the person, whatever. We need to me, I'd like to see some really great things happen in America and some of the divisive conversation come to a halt. Let's listen to understand, not to reply. I implore you, I throw that challenge out to you. Try to become more of an influential listener. And on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This is from Jake, who says, Kate, I am stunned. I was not a fan of Hillary Clinton's. I'm not really a fan of Donald Trump's, although I did vote for him. I was kind of a reluctant voter, I have to be honest. I'm a millennial. I feel a little disenchanted. I think there's opportunities out there. I don't think it's as horrible as it was painted out to be, our country. But there are problems. One of them is certainly our health care system. You talk about that a lot. I've listened to you for a long time. And I've heard the conversations you've had with so many in the healthcare industry, people who are doctors, people who are disgusted, people who have tried to help patients in different ways because they know they can't help them through the traditional roads. So let's see what happens with health care. Let's see what happens with immigration. I agree that we're overrun with too much illegal immigration, and we don't know who's coming from where. And maybe it is ignorant to think that you could certainly count people who come across. I doubt that. And that you could have a better way of tracking the system and figuring it out. But I do think there is a better way to especially watch what's happening on our southern border. God forbid somebody comes in who is a terrorist, which I'm not a fearmonger, and I think some of that is happening out there. But if we were to have another attack and it were to happen that way, where would the fingers be pointing? Let's see what President-elect Trump does. All right, let's move on to this one from Chelsea, who says, boy, I hardly ever hear anyone named Chelsea except for Chelsea Clinton and Chelsea Handler, who's a comedian. Chelsea says, Kate, I am a millennial. You can see there's a theme here. I listen to your show. I listen to your show in New Orleans. We started to get it on a station here, 990, and I love it. So when I'm studying, I'm up late, whatever, I am listening. Just so you know, you have a lot of fans here, and we're thrilled to be hearing you on the airwaves in New Orleans. Yeah. I've gotten a lot of emails and whatnot from the people in New Orleans. I love that place. So Chelsea goes on to say, I think the Trump victory is a stunner. I have to tell you that probably like so many people that listen to America Tonight, of course, I've heard mostly people who were kill Hillary, we hate Hillary, she's a liar, she's whatever. I've heard different people say that on different shows, you know, nasty name calling. But here's the thing. I wasn't really for either one, but I was for, and I'm not a feminist, but I was for, could we see a woman president? Do you think in your lifetime we will ever see a female president? Wow, that is such an interesting question if we just take look at it from that angle. No, I don't think in my lifetime we will see a female president. In your lifetime, depending on where you are millennial-wise, and who, none of us know. My grandmother used to say, our expiration stamp is, you know, stamped on our foreheads when we're born. None of us know how long we're going to live, so that's a tough question to answer. But in my lifetime, I don't think we'll see a female president. And if you are, Chelsea, in your early 20s, then, yeah, maybe we'll see a female president. I mean, here's the thing. I want the right president. I would love to see a female president. I think there are some strong, wonderful women in this country who are savvy, who are on the ball, who aren't bashers. They're not male bashers, and they're not bashers of anything. They're just confident and good at what they do, just like a male in the same situation. But what you have to go through to be president, and ultimately saw that. You saw that with Trump and with Hillary Clinton. You know, so here, Trump wins. He even said it. In his acceptance speech, he said, oh, boy, this is hard, folks. And he was very gracious about Hillary Clinton, by the way. But when he was thanking people, he said, this is hard work. This is hard. And he knows. And so it is that way. And you have to have your life turned upside down. And you'd have to have the right kind of moxie on top of confidence and some skills. Some skills to want to do what you believe is the right thing for the country. So, you know, we'll see. You know, I think what Donald Trump is saying, at least in that acceptance speech, what he said was he's going to, you know, let's all get together. He's going to work on those relationships with people, it sounds like. So we'll see where this presidency goes. But the question was really, do I see a female president in my lifetime? And the answer is I do not see a female president. You know, there was on the Republican side, there's some decent candidates, but I think that person is yet to emerge. I do think eventually, yes, but I don't know who that person would be. I can't name somebody that I think would definitely win from Republican, frankly, or Democrat at this point. So we'll see what the future brings. All right, let's move on to this one from Van. Hey, Kate, election night. Wow, crazy watching the results. I'll tell you, I voted for Trump. I wasn't totally crazy excited, though, about voting for Trump. I think some people are really mean. I've heard some of the people call the show, and then I've heard other really more sensible people like David in San Francisco call the show. And maybe they're angry, I get it, because crummy, crappy things have happened to them in the name of politics. And that makes sense to me. And I understand you've given examples of what you've seen in your own life with health care. And, of course, people take it personally. And I heard a fabulous woman the other day from Mississippi tell you how her husband lost his overtime and it dramatically changed their life. And what were they to do? That they just cut back on everything, and that's what happened. So I completely understand the frustrations. But I hope that we take a softer tone in where we head in the future. I mean, aren't we, after all Americans? Yeah, we all are all Americans. I say this all the time, that, and I didn't really live through this era. I didn't really live through the era of, hey, buddy, we're playing for different teams. I lived more in the era of, this is my team, this is your team, and the beginning parts of that. So it used to be, you know, and you get a lot of older people together, and they say, well, back in my day, we had to walk 1,000 miles to school, so stop complaining. Well, back in the day, as I've talked to enough people about this, you could be on different political ends of the spectrum and have a healthy discussion and even sometimes come to a compromise. Not a compromise of ridiculous proportions, but one that made sense. So we'll see where the conversation goes. You know, we'll see where it goes. You know, the sun comes up, and for the people who are disappointed, and the sun comes up for the people who are excited, and I believe America still is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and there are things I do not like. Healthcare is one of them. I see it crippling people I know. I see a million examples of this. Upper middle class, middle class, lower middle class, if you want to put labels on it, in all different directions. The only thing, I've said this before, that was good is the pre-existing conditions, because people who were struggling there were able to get it, but don't think it was easy, as it was, you know, as people were made to believe. So let's hope, let's not hope, let's see the strategy for changing that. Hope is not a strategy. I don't want to hear the word hope anymore. Let's do. Let's get her done. So now we have a businessman. Let's see if the businessman can get it done. In business, you're not in business if you're not making money and if you're not making things happen. If we have corporations that aren't coming back because they pay too high of a tax, let's re-rack that. Let's get commitments. Let's see people come back. And how economically does that affect us? Let's see what happens at the border. Let's see what can be done. Let's see what a palatable solution. Let's see what can happen in the future if we roll up our sleeves and work together on this. And, you know, it depends on how that cabinet looks and whatnot. I know I've gone down here on a rabbit hole. Once again, you can always email the show. You know that if you can't catch us when we're live. I know some people download the show. Terrific. We're glad to have you on board. Let me know your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You are what you eat. No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No one likes us, don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. And all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. But don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. The engine's crowded, Europe's too old. Africa's far too hot, Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop.
And for more on the election, who better to talk with about this election than Megan Barth? She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Just go there, you know what I mean. And of course, we have her on a bunch to talk about all the noise that's been around us in this campaign season. But it's over, and we have a president, and it's President-elect Trump. Megan, your reaction, I just have to get your gut reaction to what was happening on election night when we started to see that Hillary Clinton was going down.
Well, I was actually on the radio hosting for Wayne Allyn Root, and I do his show a couple times a week, sit in for him when he needs me to do it, as well as just an hour to open it up. So I was able to open up his show the day after Election Day. And on Election Day, he and I were on air, and we are for 3 hours, and we're watching the results come in, and he starts to kind of freak out because we're seeing Florida, and it's just, you know, a battle back and forth. And I'm like, wait. The panhandle hasn't come in yet because the panhandle is central time zone. And the panhandle is Trump country.
Oh, yeah.
And so as soon as we saw that panhandle start to roll in, we knew we got Florida. And I was feeling pretty good about it as soon as we closed Florida. But I have to tell you, the day before, I had called Pennsylvania a while ago. I had said on other radio shows, watch Pennsylvania, because if you recall, Kate, the 100,000 defections that the Democrats had from their voter rolls that went to Republicans.
Yeah.
So we had a huge drop off in our favor of Democrats in Pennsylvania. And I said, this isn't a good sign, folks, you know, for the Democrats. This isn't a good sign. So when we saw Pennsylvania close, that was just fantastic news. But I talked to Eric Trump. And I talked to Eric Trump on Tuesday afternoon at about 3 o'clock Pacific time. And he shared with me a statistic that I don't know if you've heard, so I'm going to share with you. Since NAFTA, 70,000 factories have closed.
Wow, you're kidding me.
No.
Wow.
I said 70,000. He said 70,000. And these are the people that were left behind. These are the working class people that were stripped of their dignity, their jobs, by none other than Bill Clinton. And Hillary was his champion. This is what NAFTA did.
Yeah.
And so Trump hit it out of the park with these people because these people are the heart and soul of America. These people are the ones that built this country with their hands, blood, sweat, and tears. These are the coal people that Bill Clinton referred to quite snidely. And these are also the people that have been directly impacted by executive overreach of Barack Obama's policies to the EPA, as well as when TPP is coming down the pike, and they're like, wait, we're already not working. This is the American spirit that the Democrats underestimated. They underestimated the American spirit, and Reagan told us a long time ago, never, ever underestimate the American worker. And the Democrats left these people behind in favor of their donor class, in favor of their globalist class, Wall Street class that Hillary loved to talk to for a couple $100,000 a pop. And these are also the people that the Democrats left behind in favor of just extraordinarily bad trade deals. And it was time. It is absolutely time. Trump, when he talked about immigration and he talked about the bad trade deal, he was speaking directly to these types of people in the Rust Belt that actually carried this election for us. And I said it on the air yesterday, Kate. I said, you know what? If the Democrats want to be upset with somebody about losing, they should be upset with themselves, not only for losing, but they can thank the Democrats for handing it the election to Trump.
Yeah.
Because the crossover Democrats in the Rust Belt states are the ones that really sealed the deal for us. These working class, everyday Americans, who, by the way, I'm watching Brett. So yesterday, check this out. Yesterday, the first news station I turn on in the morning after 90 minutes of sleep, no kidding, MSNBC, because I just wanted to watch Andrea Mitchell completely have a meltdown.
And she did.
Totally.
Yeah,
and
shock.
You could see it on the night of the election. I didn't know who had longer faces, John Kerry or the press corps.
Yeah.
And, you could see it. We knew they were biased. They were proven to be biased. But I have to tell you, I've been kind of enjoying their meltdown. I don't know if that's sadistic or masochistic, but anyway.
Masochistic. All right, so now Trump's in. So here's the thing. Trump's in. He says he wants to make America great again. There is a long list, as you know, from health care all the way down to some of these trade deals, which are not totally in place, because some of them could just be easily dead or killed or whatnot, and then the immigration issue. So what do you think he needs to really jump on right away to keep the confidence high?
He needs to jump on Obamacare right away.
Yeah.
Look, we've been promised the repeal and replacement of Obamacare by the do-nothing Republicans in the Congress since 2009. Okay. And they had plenty of chances to do it, or at least attempts, and they tried and they didn't. So now we have the Congress, and we have it by large margins. But let's go after Obamacare. There was an interview of a man on the street, in a community right outside of Philadelphia County, small county, Washington County. Guy's been a painter. He's like, I haven't gotten over 30 hours of work a week in years. And he goes, and my sister's premium, he said, are going up from $383 a month to $700 a month in January. This is in Pennsylvania. This is, again, why the Democrats lost. So we need to get rid of Obamacare. We need to get the engine of this economy working again, which Obamacare has significantly impacted by reducing people's hours.
Right.
You know, no one wants to hire a full-time employee because then they don't have to pay, you know, the insurance.
They have to pay, yeah.
So the market reacts to government intervention. That's what happens, Democrats. So we need to repeal Obamacare immediately and get that out of the way, restore some confidence. Make sure that these premiums that are happening in 2017 aren't going to kill the middle class. You know, Obamacare was the largest tax increase on the middle class. No one seems to want to say that, but that's exactly what it was. So we need to get rid of that. We need to, he immediately needs to remove all of the executive orders that gave bureaucracies the power to make or change law. And like, for example, Obama was brilliant at doing that, using the EPA to pass new regulations, right?
Yeah.
So we need to get rid of all of that stuff. We need to get rid of DACA.
Mm-hmm.
DACA was the Dreamers Act, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to get rid of that. That way we can basically disembowel the violent left that we saw on the street. Are they still on the streets last night, or are they going to work today? I doubt it.
Yeah.
Are the protests still going on?
Protests were going on, yeah.
Yeah, they're still going on. They don't have jobs, and they're usually paid still by the DNC. So, we need, you know, we need to do that kind of stuff to get all of this weight of government and this growth of government through regulation out of the way. And then, of course, outside of that, I'd like to see some pickaxes down at the border so we can start building that wall.
Yeah, you think he'll really do that, right? You think he'll, because he's got Congress, you think they'll really push for that?
Oh, I'll tell you what. First of all, he won because people trusted what he said.
Right.
And it wasn't just that Hillary was an awful candidate and a liar. Trump won this country because people trusted him. And he won this country based on what he promised. And the first thing out of the gate he promised to do was to build a wall. And I truly believe that he will be one of the only presidents that's going to build that darn wall. And he's going to build it with a big, beautiful door, and Mexico's going to pay for it. And that's great. Yeah.
And so,
the peso's down. The peso's down
10%. It is down 10%.
So they're already paying for it.
Yep, they're definitely paying for it. You're right. Do you think, I mean, this is so early to tell, but do you think, you know, this is 4 years and he'll run again, and if a lot of these promises come through, boom, it's 8 years for Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to assume that's going to be 8 years. You know, I think what we're going to see, you know, this is a different time than Ronald Reagan. You know, Ronald Reagan was great after Jimmy Carter. He was able to close it out in 8 years. He had a great economy behind him to leave behind to his successor, who completely messed it up. But, you know, it's a different time because we have this rise over the last 30 years of what I call creeping Marxism, whereby you have institutions, whether it is colleges or our institutions of government, which have been seeded with these, quite frankly, the outward Marxists, the ones that are funded by George Soros, the ones that hate this country, hate capitalism, and want to fundamentally transform this country, which is what Barack Obama told us he was going to do. So we have to get rid and over the noise that these people create with all of the dissension and the anarchy and the riots that we're seeing going on right now. We really have to attack strategically the groups that promote this type of violence and the undermining of this country and our Constitution. And those groups are seeded and funded by George Soros. He's got 194 501c3 and 4s.
And that's crazy.
Against the American people. So it's a different fight than it was with Reagan, but the battle just begins. The battle just begins. What's great, though, Kate, is that now they are exposed. The emperor wears no clothes. We know who these people are. We know where they are. And game on. Game on.
Yeah, game on. That's right. Perfect place to end this. Megan Barr, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Make America great again, right?
Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you.
What happened to your ghost in the town you left behind? Followed out.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Once again, the mailbag is filled to the brim. You heard my description the other day. Picture this. I'm walking in the door. I guess I don't walk like that. I'm walking in the door to my studio, and I pull it open, and just a ton of mail just flies in my face. Thank you so much for paying attention to America Tonight and sending me your thoughts. Remember, I always say this, everyone is welcome. Please send me whatever it is you want to send me, americatonight.net. On that note, let's roll into the mailbag. This first one is from Joe. Kate, I am so proud of America for voting for Donald Trump. I know he's rough in certain areas, but I think it's time for something completely different. And look, this guy does know how to get things done. We need a doer, not a conversationalist, not somebody who is politically correct, not somebody who has to wear a muzzle because he's beholden to so many people, and you got to give Donald that. He certainly doesn't seem to be one of those people. Yeah, this is test time. If you were just listening to Megan Barris, she said, game on. I mean, let's see it. She actually gave some pretty interesting statistics where she talked about that, and we look back on the analysis of why Hillary Clinton was trounced in so many areas, and one of them was exactly the disenchanted. We talk about this. So many of you call the show and say that this was going to happen, that there was a groundswell out there because people are tired of being being just jobbed with high premiums in health care and all the factories that closed and people who couldn't get new jobs or got jobs where their pay was limited. And we certainly have heard that from callers. We had a great woman who called us from Mississippi in the beginning of the week, and she was telling us that, you know, her husband lost overtime and it just catapulted, you know, it catapulted their world in a much different direction, because that was money they counted on, and it was money they were receiving for a very long time. So we know in the analysis of what happened, and we know what kind of a note Trump certainly scored with a lot of people. So now it's about, can he implement all of that, and what will happen there? Will some of those jobs come back? How does that work? What about healthcare? And healthcare, especially, I said this before, is the stickiest of all the situations, because the premiums are just outrageous. How do you afford when you're on limited income anyway, or even if you sort of make a decent living, how do you afford your premiums going up three times? It doesn't instill a lot of faith into wanting to. Well, first of all, here's the problem. People not going to the doctor because they don't have health care. We already know that. Then you get this health care, but then you can't pay for it. And then if you can't pay for it, it's just a slippery slope. So we'll see what happens from there. But I agree, it's definitely time for no conversation and action, that's for sure. All right, this one is from Paul. Paul says, Kate, I've never seen anything like it. I am so sorry that people are protesting in the streets, because I think they're missing the point of all of this. Let's come together. I don't care what label you use. Let's come together and try to really make America great again. Why not steal that moniker from the president-elect and work together as human beings and as Americans? It's this divisiveness is just ridiculous. And now that the election is behind us, we need to put that behind us, that's for sure. Good sentiment, put it behind us, like Paul says. Doesn't do any good now at this point, because there's nothing. I mean, you can protest the election results, but it's not going anywhere. So moving forward, I've seen a lot of that on Facebook, where people who were not happy with the results were saying, hey, let's give this a chance, let's move forward, let's try to make this work, let's blah, blah, blah. And just, I say blah, 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 because I kept reading the same thing over and over again. Let's do this thing. Let's try to remember that we are all Americans, and, you know, throwing rocks and setting fires and having protests are not going to change the results. So it's just like in sports. I say that politics and sports are so alike. It's like in sports. Your sports team wins, so you go crazy and you injure people and you get smashed and you start, you know, throwing things around and you're part of a celebratory thing, but it looks more like a protest. Or you're upset that your team lost and you do something cockamamie and crazy and hurt somebody else, even if you didn't intend to, because of the rage machine. So that doesn't help anyone. Being a rage machine doesn't help anything. Starting a war in the country doesn't help anyone. I mean, the question is, really, what can you do to help? What can you do to quell the divisiveness that's still very, very prevalent? All right, this one is from Wendy, and Wendy says, Kate, I have to tell you, I'm going to get brave one day and call Nail the Score. I've listened to you a couple of times on the Nail the Score thing, and I think it's really clever that people call up and they try to nail the score. I was wondering if you ever had any winners. I have, but it's been a while. You know, I didn't realize this, but I've been doing America Tonight now for 10 years. It's 10 years. Can you believe it? And I have had winners. I've had two winners, and they were totally excited. One in Connecticut and one was in Vermont. And they did what I always say. They randomly picked numbers in a team and they won and, you know, have the bragging rights. And it was a lot of fun to give away those prizes and a lot of fun to see somebody win. I am confident we're going to have a winner this time around. Someone's going to win. I just know it. I just feel it in my bones. You know, when they say you have that intuition, people are like surrounding it. And it's just a guess. I mean, it's, you know, this is pure chance. That's what this game is about. It's supposed to be fun and, you know, give us something lighthearted to do. I think we'll have a winner. Maybe Pete in Texas, maybe Dan. I don't know, maybe Sharon in Maine. She is passionate about Nail the Score. This one is from Jane. Kate Delaney, I have to tell you, I'm addicted to your show. And thanks to all the people that call in, and I hope that momentum continues for you. And I would say what you say, it doesn't matter what your political leanings, call the show, start a movement, be involved. I listen to your show when I run, I download it, I'm an attorney, and I specialize in helping the little guy, so to speak. I won't go any deeper than that. And I'm passionate about what I do. I have crazy hours. So sometimes it's live, but a lot of times I download the show and I listen to you when I'm running and I get a really my news, the little snippets of what I need to know. I like it when you do odds and ends so that we know that there's other things besides politics floating around out there and the argumentative set on all sides of what just happened in this election. So thank you. Well, thank you for that. It's always good to download the show and listen to the show when you're running. You know what? It's different when you listen to a playback. There's things you pick up that you may miss when you're listening to it live. I have a lot of people that send me notes like Jane. So a reminder, you can go to GCNlive.com or you can go to, TuneIn. TuneIn.com. If you go to TuneIn.com, there's an archive of all the shows there. I'm going to make sure I have it. There's an app on your phone. Somebody, I didn't even know this, and somebody's talking about, yeah, I got the app. What have you been doing? So they've got an app, and they've got, you just can go to the website, and you can just download the show. And like I said, it's got archives from the past, and you can listen to those shows. I don't know how long the archives go, but they probably go pretty far back, I want to say. And the hours are listed, are listed there. So that's a great way to check it out. Okay, let's move to another one. This one is from Napoleon. I like that. Napoleon. Napoleon from Sarasota, Florida. Kate, the turnout for the election was okay, but not really what I thought we would see. What do you think? Were you expecting that we would see a higher turnout? Yeah, you know, I'm always for the, you know this, I'm for the higher turnout, of course. I'm for more people being involved, and even if you're not happy with the results, even if you're not happy with the results, or you are happy, just being involved in the process. The more people are involved, the better we'll have maybe better candidates. We'll have a better way to do this election thing. I think it's ridiculous that this past election was, like Donald Trump said, 16 months. It's crazy. That is ridiculous. Back in the old days, it was like a handful of months leading up to the convention. I don't think we'll ever go back to that, but really, do we have to drag out the process for years on end? So, like, you're running 2 years after you're already in? It's just insane to me. Once again, remember, you can send me your thoughts on anything and everything under the sun, americatonight.net.
Changing planes, we surrender, but here we go again. Hey, hey, hey.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storage. I love to eat. Yum!